The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 9. And, FEMA Region number 6. Used to be in FEMA Region number 9. I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Today is Friday, February the 3rd, 2017. Hopefully your day is going well. And I just once again want to thank you all for sincerely listening to Tando Radio Show. Truly, truly appreciate you all. And with that being said, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of our financial energy, donating to the network so this network can continue to bring you what you treasure as being valuable. And we can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the green donation prompt that's there, the two holding hands. You can just press that, and it will lead you into the donation prompting where you can give some of your financial energy, give some of your cash so that this network can continue to grow and do the things that are so, so necessary and so valuable. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community, and you can find that also on the website, but you can also go to www.btrcommunity.com. It's a social media outlet that was designed just for you by this network so that you can actually engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected by the mainstream media known as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and whatever. I don't even know how many there are. It's a bunch of them y'all all know. More you know than I know as far as just the different ones, because I'm not really into all of that. But those of you that are, that's cool. But you can do it with BTR Community. That's what BTR Community stands for, Black Talk Radio Community. It's a social media outlet for only $24 a year. And you would ask, well, why $24 a year? Facebook is free. No, Facebook isn't free. It costs you in so many ways. It data mines you. It gets information about you. It gets information, personal information about you to people that you don't want to see your personal information. And many of you may not realize that you've been adversely affected by that by way of promotions, jobs, so forth and so on. So many different things. And it's just data mining. Also, they sell your information to the highest bidder. So there is a price for it all. Very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community where you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about posting some things and being adversely affected about it, your comments or things that you're highlighting. At BTR Community, you can actually highlight yourself or bring awareness or attention to yourself, your business, events, or individuals that you think that you deem worthy to be known to. The BTR Community is growing. We need you, and it's only $24 a year. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and you can acquire real money. And that's going to be very, very important in the future. For everyone, continue to prepare in this, the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And under the protection phase is the precious metals. Under the food and water phase is the precious metals. Under the shelter page is, phase is the precious metals. Under the energy phase is the precious metals. So it's basically a part of the whole table of preparedness in different forms and different assets. So you can do that by going to ProsperityMint.com. Also, everyone, if you're interested in acquiring or buying some Girl Scout cookies from a beautiful young lady, then you can contact us that is selling Girl Scout cookies. You can contact me at 951-790-8330. Text me, and I will get back to you about that. Also, February the 25th, 2017, there's going to be a financial seminar that's going to be given here in the FEMA Region Number 6 in Dallas at the DoubleTree Dallas Hotel. And for couples is $100 per for couples. $125 for girls. And this is going to be happening in March the 25th of 2017. I will definitely be there. I will be one of the presenters that's going to be there. So definitely would love for you to come out. And believe me, the information that you're going to be given at that seminar, you are going to really say, wow, oh, shoot, I get it now. Oh, this is how they do things, and this is why they do things. It's a financial seminar that you don't want to miss. And if you'd like to find out further, I'll post it once I have all of the details, and I will get that information to you all. Make your plans and arrangements. And there's going to be a group there at the DoubleTree once all that's worked out, which I think it already is. Once I get that information, I will pass that to you. So that's mark it on your calendar, March the 25th of 2017. I'm going to put it out as soon as I have all of the information. I'm going to put it inside a BTR community. It'd be a good opportunity for us to meet, for me to meet some of you of the Tando Radio Show listeners, and for us to have a more succinct and more of a private, personal conversations and dealings. Very, very important. That's March the 25th of 2017, coming up next month. So come on down to Dallas, and you will see that you actually engage in that. Okay? All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. And what's in the news, let's start here. Give me a second. Let me tune this up here. What's the news? First article. But before we do that, let me hold on one second. Of course, my computer takes its time. Scotty, if you're there, there's a little 1 minute video that I put in the chat. If you could just pull that up, if you have time. If you can't do it, I'll try to play it from here. Once we play it, that I would greatly appreciate. If you could do it, if you can't do it, no problem. If you can hear me, just let me know. If not, no biggie. I can do it.
I don't see it
now,
in the chat.
Let's get into what's in the news. What's that, Scotty?
Is that at thescene.com?
It is, let me go back to that 1 second, Scotty. It is, yeah, thescene.com, yeah.
Okay, if you want to tell us what we're about to hear while that loads up. Oh, man, okay, now I'm learning. Can't do that using the conference line, so, wow, it just kills your browser. Bear with me, listeners. We had this problem the other day, if you recall, and those who heard on the podcast, where Dave tried to share a link in this particular chat room that we're using, and it just kills the browser. So I'm going to have to connect back, so give me an opportunity to do that. So we now know that's a no-no. That's a no-no. Send your links by email. So y'all bear with us. I'm not able to even play any kind of music because it does something weird that causes the computer to take a minute to recover. So I will have some editing to do. Okay, we'll be right back. Dave, if you can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah. This happened the last time, man. So we've been off the air for like a couple of minutes. Well, I've been on air. The station's still been streaming. But it, whenever we click on links in that conference room, for some reason, it's killing my browsers. And so that's killing
the
connection. So, hey, anytime you have videos that you want to share, send them to me in the email when you let me know that you made your post for the day. Send me any of those because it just helps that way. But that chat room been acting strange lately.
Okay, no problem. I can play it. We good to go, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, I sure will, Scotty, and we'll make sure that we do that. Okay, next article from the LATimes.com. If Trump undoes the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, here's what could change. And we're going to come back to this one, very, very important. Let me tell you something. This was all set out as a plan. See, the thing is that they want you to focus on the Dodd-Frank Act. Yes, it's very, very, very important because some of the things that they're going to be able to do by deregulating. But the real thing is they don't want you to know about Glass-Steagall. That's what they really don't want you to know about, is Glass-Steagall. So we're definitely going to take a look at that today. Great post, my man Roz. Thank you. Next one, my man Scotty put in the Today Show, Tando Radio Show, U.S. dollar dump happening globally. So check out that. That's what Today Show is going to be all about. Next article. My man Roz also posted this one as well. This came from Forbes and Forbes magazine. And Roz's commentary on that was Donald Trump is paving the way for more outlaw activity on Wall Street. So prepare for that collapse. So true, Roz. And it says, with a stroke of the pen, Donald Trump will wave goodbye to the Dodd-Frank Act. So check that out. They said on Friday, President Trump will sign an executive order to dramatically scale back the Dodd-Frank Act, the signed into law under the administration of President Obama in wake of the financial crisis reshaping Wall Street and the American banking institution. Yep, this is all a part of the plan.
Dave, I have a question on that, though, because sometimes these headlines can be misleading. He cannot undo legislation that has been passed by Congress and signed into law as a president. This will be tied up in the courts. This guy comes in Guess they don't have lawyers working on the staff or advising him or something. But he cannot just, a president in the corporation, the CEO, cannot just issue a decree and abolish law that has been passed. And Dodd-Frank, that refers to a bill that was passed. Now, so what are they going to do? They're going to try to curtail what? Enforcement of it is really what they're saying, that they won't be enforcing certain stuff is really what's going on here. That's my opinion. What you think? Because it's just misleading. And I know he's doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'll cut you off. Go ahead, Dave.
No, you're absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And the thing is that they're going to change the like you were saying, the enforcement, and they're going to deregulate this now. And what's going to happen is that they're going to take away the abilities of the Dodd-Frank by actually not enforcing it, as Scotty said, but also writing executive orders and changing different things and then putting into motion new different things that they're going to put in place, where Dodd-Frank won't be the measure in which they enforce. And that is so, so true. So we're going to take a look at this in today's show. But what is this all doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is all setting everything up perfectly, perfect plausible deniability for, everybody lost their pension? How did that happen? Yeah, right. So that's what's going on here. Not only that, it's going to be so much more. And we're going to talk about that. This is why this is Financial Friday. Looking forward to that. Great post there, Roz, and you're absolutely right, Scotty. So, so true. Next article comes from, I posted this one. Trump moves, and this one's from the Wall Street Journal. Trump moves to undo Dodd-Frank. And I said, here it comes. Next article comes from MishTalk.com. Asininity from McCain sending weapons to the Ukraine. John McCain wants to send weapons to the Ukraine. McCain also repeated, let me move this down, comments on the Russian interference in the U.S. election. John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, is calling on President Trump to send lethal aid to Ukraine after attacks this week were blamed on the Russian-backed rebels. And ladies and gentlemen, there was the, what's her name? Oh, shoot. What's the lady from Georgia? Scotty, help me out on this. She's the new person at the ambassador to the U.N., the secretary to the U.N., or whatever they call it, whatever.
I can't recall her name. You know, it's like a lot of new people, but John McCain is like a broken record. There is no place that he doesn't want to destabilize by sending weapons, bombs, and arming whoever, man. This guy, wow.
Yeah, I call him Pterodactyl McCain. You know, because you're absolutely right. He's a dinosaur. All he wants to do is continue to have the war perpetuation. The dude is crazy. And him and his friend, if you know what I mean, his friend Lindsey Graham, right? Yes.
Yeah, his lady friend.
Linda Graham. I mean, Lindsey Graham. I keep messing that up. I don't know why I keep calling Lindsey Linda Graham, because he dressed like that. I mean, well, let me stop. So, but you know what he's all about. Those two dudes is nothing but purveyors of war and want to totally destabilize, because they have. Strong backings within the military industrial complex, and they want to have blood and blood. That's what their job is in this whole thing. So you're absolutely right. This guy is totally sick, totally sick. And so I think he's going to definitely get his way, definitely. So that's the way it looks. So check out that article as well. Next article. This comes from AltMarket.com. Irreversible damage, and it has Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty's about to take his great fall. So, kind of really, really pretty good for what's going on in the world. Irreversible damage. The U.S. economy cannot be repaired. As I outlined in my article, the false economic narrative will die in 2017. The mainstream media has been carefully crafting the propaganda, meaning that the Donald Trump administration is inheriting a global economy in ascension, when in fact the opposite is true. This is so very true. So check out this article by Brandon Smith from that standpoint and that note. Next article, this came from The Scene, and we're going to play this one really quickly. Yeah, we got time. We're going to play this one. I forgot. We're going to play this one, and this was from thescene.com. It was an article that celebrity figurehead CEO Donald Trump gave to GQ a couple of months back. And it was and my commentary on this was one Friday evening, surprise is going to come. And I meant to put a surprise is going to come. And we're going to definitely take a look at that. So today's show is the dollar dump happening globally. So that's what today's show is going to be about. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. So what I want to do really quickly, we queue this up. Oh, everything's queued up. I'm ready to go. So just hopefully it comes on. Here we go. I want you to hear what celebrity figurehead Donald Trump said not too long ago. And I'm going to come back to this after the break. So, but I want you to hear something that he said. Pay close attention, okay? And then we're going to talk about that now and going into the rest of the show. So I probably will just talk about this. Let me just let this load up. Now, let me give you the synopsis of this whole thing here. This is from The Scene. It was from a GQ interview. It says, Donald Trump weighs in on medical... Well, here we go.
GQ, and this one's 10.
Wait, hold on one second. Let me see if
you got this. Okay with me.
Oh, excuse me, guys.
It's always a very difficult question for medicinal purposes, for medical purposes. Absolutely, it's fine. We have to help people. But at the same time, people have...
Okay, let me reset this. And sorry about that. I wasn't intending for it to go at that time. Okay, so this was celebrity figurehead Donald Trump when he was running for the celebrity figurehead CEO of Corporation of the United States a couple of months ago. And this came from the GQ article. So I want you to listen to what he's saying. Very, very, very important. So let me just pull this back. Here we go. Hopefully it got it to where it'll run smoothly. Here we go.
Give me these questions in GQ. And this one's tailored sweatpants. They're okay with me. Legalized marijuana is always a very difficult question for medicinal purposes, for medical purposes. Absolutely. It's fine. We have to help people, but at the same time, people have to come into our country legally. We need to have a border. We need to have security in our country. Chuck Norris is a terrific guy, talented guy. I really like him. I don't know if he likes me, but I like him. Again, GQ's asking me about man buns. Never been my thing, I must admit. Bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do, but boy, would it be wonderful. We have a standard on which to base our money. Great personality, great demeanor, great persona. We like to think. They want to know whether or not we should deport Justin Bieber. I say absolutely not. Well, electric cars seem to be the thing of the future. The funny thing is, if you've ever played golf, the electric golf carts are much better than the gasoline version. So I guess...
All right, I want to stop it there. Hopefully you all heard what he said about... the gold standard. hope you heard what he said about the gold standard, because that's very, very important, because that is going to be one of the major surprises that is going to happen, in my opinion, relatively sooner than later, and probably he is going to be the one that does it. But it is going to entail some very, very traumatic reactions to it. If you heard what he said, it's difficult to do, but it would be great for us to do. Because, and if you listen to what he said, he emphasized we would finally have something that is backing our, and he emphasized the word money. He wasn't talking about cash, folks. See, one of the things about these individuals, they understand how to use leverage to get what they want from people by way of assets. Now, it sounds really good, believe me. You know me with how I say that it's important for you to have real money in your life. But see, what he said, it would be hard to do, but it would be good for us to do. He's going to do it. Here's the catch with that. He's definitely going to be the one. There's going to be a Friday evening or a Thursday evening before a holiday, a Friday. There's going to be an announcement that's going to be made, in my opinion, because of what's going to be going on economically. And all of a sudden, just like in August the 15th of 1971, when Nixon came on unannounced and closed the gold window, Trump is going to come on unannounced and open the gold window. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to have direct ramifications on you, every single person listening to this show right now. Like it or not, if you are someone that is getting a paycheck, if you're getting a paid in cash, if you are getting a payment, you know, through an employer or whatever, it is going to directly affect you. And these are the things you need to know about before they happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. Trump is going to open the gold window back on. He's going to have an announcement saying that, hey, here in the United States, because of the uncertainty throughout the global economy and because of the economic dire situation that our country is in because of other countries and everything else, they're going to blame it, everything else, or they're going to blame a certain group. They're going to blame, and by way of, you know, from China to the bankers to here or there, or by way of a hack, the hackers or whatever. But there's going to be a condition in an environment where Trump is going to open the gold window. And when he opens the gold window, why you need to know that is because of this. It's going to directly affect you. Now, all of a sudden, all of your cash is kaput, worthless. It's going to be worthless. What I mean by worthless is that it will now have even less purchasing power because it will now be backed by gold. And guess what? The dollars that you have, they're going to have to create, they're going to reinstitutionalize the overall and reevaluate the dollar to gold, and it's going to be much, much lower. But it'll be backed by gold, but it's going to be much, much lower. But I don't think that they're going to open the gold window for the everyday person, okay? But here's another major thing that I think is going to happen and is going to be a major problem. That they're going to, and I think that they're going to come in and say, hey, we're going to back our currency with real assets because of whatever excuse that they're going to use. And they're going to say that we're going to back our currency by different assets. Some of it is going to be in oil, our oil production. Some of it is going to be in our food production. Some of it is going to be in our raw material productions. Some of it is going to be backed by gold. Some of it is going to be backed by silver. That's what they're going to do, in my opinion. But here comes the problem. When they say that they're going to back the currency by gold, That means that they're not going to pay their debt to the rest of the world that they owe, particularly to China, particularly to the EU, and the European Union, because they're now the largest holder of U.S. treasuries, and particularly to other people that are holding the dollar. They're not going to pay them. They're going to say, we're on a gold standard now because we have to protect our currency. Okay? And what's going to happen is that other countries is going to say, wait a minute. The gold that you plan on backing the U.S. dollar with, making America great and make America first again, and that's going to be the approach, is that he's going to say, we got to make America first again. This is why it's imperative that we do this, to protect our overall economic standing, our overall economic sovereignty. Now, other countries are going to say, wait a minute, that gold that you plan on backing your dollar with, that's not the U.S.'s gold, that's our gold. Different countries are going to say, wait a minute, you're trying to back your currency with our gold? No, you need to give us back our gold and then back your currency with gold you have left. And whatever is yours, but you're not going to use ours to back your currency. The U.S. is going to say no. Trump is going to say, no, that's our gold. Because one of the things about gold is this. You can't own it. Whoever holds it controls it. Whoever holds it controls it. So you can't own gold. But these countries are going to say, we had our gold there in safekeeping, and we're coming for our gold. And that is, they're going to realize that that is going to destabilize this whole situation, and it is going to be a, this is going to be one of the other avenues into World War III, and to expand World War III even further, to invoke and to bring in more countries. From the G20, from the G30, the number that they have, they could go up to a G80 or something like that. G80, G20, G7, all of them are going to jump in, and the G's are the different countries based off of their economic relevance globally. Then you're going to have, from the G7 countries, they're going to say, yo, U.S., give us back our gold. We're repatriating our gold. They're not going to ask them. They're going to tell them, give it back. The U.S. is going to say no. They're going to come up with all kinds of excuses. We can't give it to you right now. It's going to take a couple of years. We're in the process of backing our – so we have to account for it. We have to count it, separate it, and it's all going to be bluff install tactics. And this is going to cause a great, great war. So this is going to be the surprise that's going to happen. Now, what I want to do – is I want to get back to yesterday's and today's, for today's show, is the dollar dumping happening globally. And this is very, very important. Before we get into that, I just want to say, remember, oh, maybe a week or two ago, 2 weeks ago, we had a show, and we were talking about how much U.S. treasuries were being dumped by China and by the rest of the world. And we brought that up here. So let me give you a synopsis. The last account for November's U.S. Treasury holdings, foreign treasury holdings of the U.S. dollars, that gives the holding of foreign holdings of U.S. Treasury, was back in about two weeks ago, almost a month ago, in mid-January. And in mid-January, last month, it came out from the Treasury Department. They released the overall foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries. And ladies and gentlemen, foreign central banks were selling at a new all-time high of $405 million in the past 12 months. Up from $403 million from a month ago. So now, That was back in November. Now you had December, and now you have in January just ended. Do you think that any country started to buy any more U.S. treasuries after that inauguration, after the inaugural speech, after everything that's been going on in December? They knew he was coming, already knew what the overall play was, because he was talking about, before even when he was the president-elect, talking about the South Sea of China and everything else. And what do you think all of the world was starting to do, ladies and gentlemen? They were dumping treasuries left and right. I bet that pace has picked up even more so. And here's why that is so important. We're going to talk about the gold standard and this, why this is so important before we move further into here. But let me give you just a little synopsis of it. Japan sold $23 billion in November, its fourth most in consecutive selling. It was China which drove the sale, because China dumped a whopping $66.4 billion in U.S. treasuries in the sixth consecutive monthly sale of U.S. paper, and the biggest since 2011. So they're unloading. And what I want to do is I want to quickly give you just an idea of where the overall holdings month to month were, so that you can see how this is perpetuating itself globally. Because one of the things that when you have a run on the banks, and what is a run on the bank? When people go to the bank either to withdraw or to protect themselves from the bank, the first ones to the bank wins. Everybody else behind them loses leverage. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Have you been divesting yourself of the U.S. dollar and putting it into real money and putting it into other things, or are you holding it? And are you holding it in ways in which you may not physically holding it, but you're contractually holding it by way of so many things, your pension, your stocks, your bonds, and things of that nature, any bond that you have, any municipal bond that you have, things is going to get rough. Here we go. Okay, so what I want to do, so you can see this, I'm just going to do the top, let me pick out key ones. Okay, no, I'm just going to do the top three. Okay, I'm just going to do the top three. I'm just going to do the top two. And this is major foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries in billions of dollars, okay? This is in billions of dollars at the end of a period, and it's at the end of each month, okay? From November of 2015 to November of 2016. Listen to this. Okay. Japan. Okay, Japan. It's now the largest holder, so they went first. They're over mainland China, but in actuality, after above both of them is all of the EU nations, but it's just too many of them for me to put in here, but everybody is dumping the U.S. Treasury. So let's look at it real quick. Japan, in November of 2015, they had 1,144 billion, 1,144 billion in treasuries. So that was basically $1.1 trillion that they had. And then in December, it dropped down to, it was 1,144.9. In December 2015, it was 1,122.4. Then it went up to 1,123 in January. Then it went up to 1,133. Now it started to go up. Then it went up to 1137. Japan was acquiring more U.S. treasuries back in March, up until March of 2016. Then it continued up to 1142.8. Then it started to come down in May of 2016. They went to 1133. Then they went back up to 1147, went up, went down, 1154, then it went to 1144, and then in September of 2016, it was 1136. So it was 1.1 trillion 36. And in November of 2015, it was at 1.44. In September of 2016, it was at 1.36. Then it went to 1.131. Sorry about that. It was 11.31. So they went down dramatically. Okay? Here's the biggest one. From October of 2016 to November of 2016, it went down to 1.103. Down from 1.131. That was a significant drop. And from 1 year's time frame, in December of 2015, Japan had 1.144.9, basically 1.145 trillion. Now they only have since November of 2016, 1.108, a significant drop. So now they had 144. Now they only have 108. Okay, let's take a look at China. This is huge with China dumping. China, in November 2015, it had 1.264 trillion dollars in U.S. Treasuries. 1.264. It went down to 1.246, 1.238, 1.252. It went up. Then it went down to 1.244, 1.242, 1.244, 1.24. Oh, big drop there. Then now it starts the steady decline since June of 2016 to November of 2016. Here's the numbers. 1.240. 1.218, 1.185, 1.157, 1.115. Now in November, the last recording for China was that they had only just roughly above $1 trillion in U.S. holdings, down from 1.2 1 year earlier. It came down to $1,049.3. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the key. In order for China and Japan to be dumped, now Japan has more treasury holdings than China does. They hold more of the U.S. debt than China does. But the actual EU countries all combined together hold more than Japan. And they've all been dumping as well. So when you look at a grand total, in November of 2016, and this is made up of all of the major countries, Mexico, huge. Mexico knew it was up. Let me give you Mexico real quick, just from the big to the largest. The largest that Mexico has ever held in U.S. Treasuries for 1 year time period, they held 3/4 of a trillion dollars. Okay, they're even under a half of $1 trillion right now at the last that last recording. Is down to 47.1, and that was in November. What do you think their holdings of the U.S. Treasury is now? But here's the big thing. Here's the grand total so that you can see what this is really talking about. Okay, the one-year grand total for everything in November of 2015, the rest of it hasn't been calculated. We'll get December relatively soon. And I think there's going to be a significant drop there that's going to be staggering as well. In November of 2015, all of the major foreign holding treasury securities in billions of dollars for the United States was $6.1 trillion was held by the major foreign holders, the major foreign countries. 1 year time period, it dropped down to $5.9 trillion. There has been a significant dumping of U.S. treasuries, and the main ones that were holding it are dropping it as fast as they can and deleveraging themselves and divesting themselves as fast as they can. Now, why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the catch to this whole thing. In order for China and Japan to dump their U.S. treasuries, somebody else has to buy it. There can never be a buyer unless there's a seller. There can never be a seller unless there's a buyer. So when Japan and China, particularly when China is dumping their U.S. treasuries, it can only dump it if there is a buyer. I mean, yes, if there's a buyer. That means that somebody has to buy what they're dumping. Who do you think is buying what they're dumping is the question. They're going to tell you it's other major foreign countries that are picking up the slack. But as you can see over the adjusted one-year time period, that's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Guess who is buying the U.S. Treasury and the U.S. debt now? You are.
I'm about to say taxpayer. I'm about to say the taxpayer.
Yes. Exactly, Scotty. Exactly. You are the whole, you are the buyers of last resort. And how do you buy it as last resort, ladies and gentlemen? You buy it by this way. The purchasing power of your dollar starts to go down, and you continue to hold them. And you're not doing what China is doing. Because here in America, you've been taught to be such consumers. You hold on with the tightest grip to every dollar that they give you. Every slave wage that they give you, you hold on tightly to, because that's what we've been schooled here. What you should be doing is exactly what Japan and China is doing. Do you think that Japan and China is doing this arbitrarily just because they have a grief with the United States? They don't. No, it has nothing to do with this. It has everything to do with fiscal stability, sovereignty. Has everything to do with maintaining and seeing that this is going into a path of destruction and protecting yourself so that you won't be caught at the end of the line at the bank run, because China and Japan is running to the bank dropping their treasuries. You are the one that's buying this, their dump treasuries. They'll tell you, they'll say, oh, they'll give you a country. They'll say Belgium is picking up. Well, Belgium is dropping. They'll say that, Bermuda is picking up. Yeah, Bermuda's picking up all right. Yeah, they picked up. But will Bermuda be able, a small country like Bermuda, be able to pick up all the dumpings of what China is doing? No. So it all falls back to you. Because they're dumping more than Bermuda can handle itself. And it happens to you by this way, by taxation, but more importantly, by the overall CPI, Consumer Price Index, ladies and gentlemen. The true CPI numbers is huge, but they don't tell you that. You don't have to put all the statistics in there. We only put these in here that we can regulate and everything. They don't put in the things that really affect you. The everyday living, and your wages don't go up. Your wages stay stagnant or go down. Ladies and gentlemen, that is you buying the debt that China is dumping. And let me tell you something else. China is going to continue to shove the cream to you. This is something that's happening globally, and it's huge, and it has major ramifications. And this also, ladies and gentlemen, is going to go right along with the gold standard. As the gold standard, it is going to be a curse and a blessing. For those that prepare itself for themselves for it, is better. See, one of the things with the gold standard is this. Don't run to go to the get the paper that's backed by gold. You better have the gold that's backing the paper. See, once again, they trick people into having an addiction to cash because they made people think that that's the way in which they've gotten by. It's a piece of paper. It's a worthless piece of paper that's only built off of confidence. And China and Japan is telling you we have no confidence in the U.S. paying us back this loan, so we're going to get rid of what they sent us as holdings as a note of an IOU that they will pay back. Going to be a return to sender. And this is the deflation that's starting to move into hyperinflation, part of the two depressions, deflationary and inflationary. And what we're going to see is hyperinflation. See, you have to know that you use the cash for what it should be used for. You never allow it to overextend itself and for you to use for something else. You never stay in a depreciating instrument of debt. You will lose. And what is going to be lost, ladies and gentlemen, is that at some point in some time, the rest of the world is going to say, we're going to dump all of our treasuries of the U.S. And there is going to be, they say fire next time. Remember when you said fire next time? Whew, that is so true. But there will be the drowning. It's going to be the stuffing of paper on people. One of the most important things is that the paper is irrelevant. The paper has no intrinsic value. The paper was created as an instrument for the economic stability of not you, but as a tool to exploit you, where you give up priceless energy for worthless pieces of paper as a note. One of the most important things that you could do is prepare yourself, acquire the food and all the assets, things that have intrinsical value. You don't save in cash, ladies and gentlemen. You use cash. As soon as they give it to you, you acquire assets with them. There are many people that's been holding on to cash because they don't know any better. But there's a rude awakening for them. I don't know when it's going to come. I just know it's going to come. We're closer to it today than we've ever been before on the scale at which it's going to happen, because never before has any other country since in modern times accumulated or accrued so much debt, and it's mathematically impossible to pay it back. The only thing left, ladies and gentlemen, is one of two things: default or to kill your lender. Default or to kill your lender. But there's another option. There is definitely another option that the lender has, to call in a margin call and to put the lender, the borrower, into receivership. That is what's going to happen. And it's a race to that bottom. And we're moving towards that quickly. Important for you to do. And if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, and then hit **. We're getting ready to go into a commercial break in like 3 minutes. But before we do that, if you have a question or comment, definitely come in. I'm not on the board right now, so if you're there, just let me know. 866-510-9025, then hit **. You can just say, excuse me. This is what's important, ladies and gentlemen. Use your cash for what it should be used for. One of the things you don't do is you don't save in it. You don't hold on to it. You know what China is doing? In Japan, they're getting the cash. As soon as they're getting the cash, they're transferring it right away into something of real value. This is why there's a fight for the South Sea of China, ladies and gentlemen. This is why there's a fight for the Ukraine. This is why there's a fight for Syria. This is why there's a fight for Iran. This is why there's a fight for in Djibouti. This is why there's a fight for Africa, because Africa is really the overall target of control. They don't want to fight there yet. It's who's going to get there first to control it. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the real fight is the system, by way of war of deception, keeping you in place so that you won't know what real power is, so that you will not act in it. Because when you do, you can't be defeated. You can't be defeated. Very, very important. You need to acquire things that have intrinsic value. What does that mean? You need to acquire things that have real value. For one reason or another, just because it exists. Does a car have value? Yes. But does it have value that is, you know, depending on what it is, there's also a speculative value to it as well. That's where the collectors and all of that other stuff comes in. You have to know what you're doing when you go in there. As you, as an everyday person, the value that you should be putting your slave wages that you're paid into is transferring them into something that will be valuable in the future that won't depreciate. Your ability to feed your family will not depreciate with those instruments and those means and methods that you acquire to hold on to at the appointed time that you need them. They will not depreciate. They will actually appreciate. This is what you need to be doing. Based off your family, the size of your family, the needs of your family, the scope of your family, you need to practice great discipline and to become a prodigious saver. Take your cash and put it into something of value. You put it into food, water, and those things first. Then you start to move into saving and having assurances, assurance plan. Not insurance, assurance, then insurance. And not the insurance that's by paper, but the insurance that's by physical control. You can own nothing, ladies and gentlemen, that has real intrinsic value. You can only control it. Especially those that the great creator has made. There's nothing that man has created that you can't own. You can own everything that man has created. You can't own one thing that the great creator has made. It's there for you to use. You can only control it. So, listen, you may go to a commercial break. Get in on the conversation. If you have any questions or any comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It is me, the host of today's show, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And today is the global dollar, the U.S. dollar dump is going global. So now, that was one part of the globe that was dumping the U.S. dollar. And yesterday's show, we were talking about Iran, and we're going to pick up where we were from there. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star star. This is why they want to deregulate everything, ladies and gentlemen, so that they can say that they need to act fast and not have any forms of regulation because of the economic turmoil that's there. But guess what? It will not be enough because mathematically, with the overall debt that the U.S. has, I don't even know where it is. I know it was somewhere around $20 trillion. Even just the $20 trillion is more than the overall United States GDP. They cannot pay it back. But with the unfunded liabilities, it's way past that. We're going to talk about that as well. It goes past Jupiter if you stack them on $100 bills. Digital and the printed ones. Most people don't realize. They think that they just print it. They do more than just print it, ladies and gentlemen. This fraud is so deep. This ubiquitous fraud is so deep, they don't even print, they don't even waste the paper. They digitally create it. Like on a calculator, 2 plus 2, you have a calculator, you put 2 plus 2 equals, and you hit the equal sign and it says 4. That's the digital creation of what they pay you. But believe me, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock in the morning, when you get up for work, it's not just going to hit a calculator to pay yourself. You actually have to expend a great deal of energy to get that digital facade of what they call money, knowing it's not money at all. It's a current that they control, the upstream and the downstream. They'll dam it or they'll cut it off, or they'll flood you with it. And it's going to be a flood of paper soon enough. So let's pick back up. Oh, but wait, there was a major, I don't know why I didn't see this one. Yvette sent me an article, really, really important, about Steve Bannon said something during the electoral time. Real quick, let me go back to what was in the news. I forgot. And I may not, I think I tried to post this via my phone. It basically said that Steve Bannon from the celebrity figurehead Trump administration said during the campaign period that let me see if I see it here real quick. Oh, it didn't take for me. Okay. So basically, I'm going to just say this. Let me see. No, it didn't. Okay. Basically, Yvette, thank you so much for sending that article. It said that, let me pull this up real quick off of my phone. Very critical. And now what you can see with the dumping of the U.S. Treasuries, why this is so relevant, because it is so true. So, so true. So there was an article that came from Yahoo, and it was in reference to something that was said by Bannon a while ago. So here it is. Trump's advisor, Steve Bannon: we're going to war in the South Sea of China, no doubt. And what he said in this article, and I couldn't pull it up, he basically said, within the next 10 years, we will be at war with China in the South Sea of China. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be way before 10 years. By 10 years, this whole thing of the United States will be over, in my opinion. But either way, however you want to cut it, it is going to happen. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because it's already happening. So that was an article. I will try to put it back there. Big ups. Thank you, Yvette, for that one. Very, very telling. Once again, we are going to war in the South Sea of China. No doubt. So true. They tell you everything before they do it. Now, one thing before we get into the next part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, after you start to acquire all of the things in the table of preparedness, one of the things that you should be doing is that you should be acquiring silver because of its intrinsical value. Just because it exists, it is valuable. Way beyond what they told you about silver, it's more valuable than gold by multiples. They don't want you to know these things for a reason. China was the last country in the world to the so-called come off of the silver standard. And they came off of the silver standard not because it was a bad thing, but they actually did it because they wanted to control more of silver because they understand the value of silver more than what you've been told, or they know what you don't know. They know that the planet is no longer, the easy access to silver is not readily available anymore. It's been consumed, it's been eaten, it's been destroyed. And you're not getting it back on this planet because this planet doesn't make it. It's not indigenous to here. It's not like a tree that'll grow back here. It's not like a diamond that can be made from the overall pressures, but within the core. The earth is unable to make it because it is such an intrinsic value that the earth can't make it. The earth doesn't have the talent to make silver and gold. I want you to really think about that. The earth has the talent to make oil and water. It does not have the talent to make silver. That's why it's so valuable. A lot of people may be saying, huh? So what does that mean? Dave? Okay, this is what it means. The only reason why you can eat on this planet is because of silver. I said this before. The only reason why you have a stable atmosphere without man's interference, with it being interfered by man, is because of silver. The only reason why you could drink water and not die from the pollutants of it is because of silver. So these are the things that they don't teach you, because these are the things that slaves aren't supposed to know. Because if slaves would know these things, then they would demand their overall sovereignty by becoming self-sufficient and independent. This is huge. So now let's jump into where we left off yesterday. But at any time, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. I hope you are all picking up something. And I hope that you are learning something. And I would say to you, do not just be an eater of the fruit. Are you sharing this? Are you teaching this? Are you learning different things? Are you preparing yourself and your family to be self-determining and free and sovereign? If not, I'm going to tell you, one thing about the truth is that it is not a respecter of anything that doesn't resonate on the same frequency as it. And this frequency is so high that it will crush you. What I mean by crush you is this. Not that it's going to target you or anything else, but because when we resonate in a low frequency, that low frequency is going to crush us. You will not be able to withstand it. It will be used at your detriment. That's what this system produces. This is why we have the wars and everything else. While everybody thinks that all I want what's mine from what the world can give me from the economy that is established, and it can only give you death and destruction one way or another. As long as it doesn't hurt me, I'm okay. hold. You may seemingly escape it today or yesterday, but you are not immune. Every deal that you make with the low frequency of destruction, you lose your soul. But we need to be training. We need to be teaching. We need to care, and we need to be investing forward. We need to be resonating with the truth and not upholding these lies. Nothing has changed in your lifetime. Nothing that you can wait for the system to change to bring about any prosperity. It will only bring you the famine. The system will continue to wave a flag of victory over you. It will continue to be the victor. And to the victor goes the spoil. No longer should we be spoiled. No longer should we be painted and tarnished. At some point, at some time, we have to stand up from within ourselves to our true talents. Some of us will choose to do what is wrong. That's your choice. That's your choice. But there are those that you can't idly sit by and wait for something to happen for you. You are squandering your talent. It's even worse than those that have a malevolent agenda. People that idly wait by for something else to happen because of the fear, or because of the fear of moving, because of the I don't want it, it's going to cost me to, I can't do it. That is far worse than those that established a malevolent agenda. In actuality, those individuals have a greater chance, in my opinion, to changing than those that just wait. And those that just have a wishbone and no backbone. But make sure that you're teaching our children. Make sure you're not being induced. You're not inebriated in this system. Because, let me tell you, the addiction that they will have you to this system will be a generation genocide beyond compare. The genocide of generations will continue, because you will teach your children to be slaves. A slave is taught through surrenderance. So, just wanted to put that to you. Don't want to get too far off. Okay, now, we left on this article, very, very important, about Iran. Haven't even talked about Iran as far as the dumping of the dollar. We talked about it mildly yesterday, and then when we looked at the treasuries. But here we need to pick up from what was said yesterday. We left off right here, and it said, nevertheless, Washington still claims its practice, very little happened to provoke the missile test. Well, let me make sure this is right. Okay, here we go. From yesterday's article, this is ridiculous. And this article comes from FarsNews.com. This is ridiculous. Iran has been on Washington's watch list and a subject of unjustifiable hostility since 1979, the Islamic Revolution, which ended the U.S. Puppet Mohammed Shah, the poor rule. According to the spokesman from a European foreign policy chief, the Iranian ballistic missile test was not part of the 2015 nuclear deal, and hence the test is not a violation of it. Nevertheless, Washington claims, in practice, very little happened to provoke the missile test. This is misleading. This is a misleading statement, too. Iran did not carry out these tests in response to the U.S. provocation actions. Missile testings have been a part of the parcels of Iran's defense doctrine for decades. Move this down. They are never meant to put the U.S. on a war footing the same way. The Trump decision to ban Muslims from travel to the U.S. has put the international community on Iran's side over the matter, particularly with so many European powers already concerned that Trump's administration is deliberately trying to sabotage the nuclear deal before Iran and the P5-1. We went back a little bit so we can catch up, so we can pick it up. Here we go. Meaning unjustifiable, the U.S. hostilities towards Iran has persisted for decades, and the nuclear deal changed nothing. True, the international sanctions end, but the U.S., which they restarted today, but the U.S. ones largely remains, with the new president, Donald Trump, and bipartisan congressional hardline is calling for more, which they are going to continue to institute. Billions of dollars of Iranian assets remain frozen. Tehran is wrongfully blamed for the regional terrorism and elsewhere. Congress continues to pass legislation authorizing Iran's assets to be used to compensate victims of Israeli Mossad terrorism. Did you hear what they said? Congress continues to bypass legislation authorizing Iran's assets to be used as compensation to victims of the Israeli Mossad terrorism, wrongfully blaming Tehran. High crimes committed in Syria, Yemen by America, NATO, and Israel and Saudi Arabia and other regional roles states go unpunished too. Iran's target to pay compensation to their victim. So, continue. There's a major point I want to... Okay, I remember. Okay, here it goes. All this continued hostility is for one reason only. Sovereign Iranian independence, freeing itself from U.S. control. Washington and company wants unchallenged regional dominance. They want dominion. Think about that. Where have you heard that before? Dominion. They want regional dominion. They trick you with so many things. Pro-Western puppets regimes, imperial wars on Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and elsewhere is aimed to achieve this objective. Iran remains largely untouched thanks to its armed forces that are combat ready. Yet unjustly vile, cited for non-essential and sustained aggression and terrorism. Criticism from its legitimate missile program solely for defense. Now, I think it's very funny that the U.S. and all these other Israel never even sign the nuclear global treaty. But they're not sanctioned. For what? Because they have an excuse. Why do they have an excuse? Because that excuse works well for the overall global control, subjugation, and enslavement. That's why. So it goes on. Here it goes. All told, the Trump administration is not acting in good faith. Quietly contrary, Tehran seeks mutual cooperation among all nations, regional peace and stability. Now, why did they say that? Because that make America great. We're putting America first. See, this is how they're going to get everybody. This is how they're going to get everybody an alliance against. This is the purge of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, which is nothing more than a depopulation program for the masses of people on this planet, because that purge is ultimately going to come to a confrontation. So it goes on. Regional peace and stability, abolishment of nuclear weapons, and normalized ties with the West. It wants sovereign independence, respect. Instead, the U.S. hostilities persist. The latest missile allegations fall under the same category. That they aim to undermine Iran's defensive doctrine. The nuclear deal blocked European companies from trading freely with Iran, prohibiting the export-import banks and other international lending agencies from financing any entity doing business with Iran and obstructing normalized relationships with Iran, all in a flagrant violation of international law and UN protocols. Iran has other good reasons to bear such towards a war party in Washington. The 1953 CIA coup and the Shah, the imposed Iraq war of the 1980s, with all of the Western-made chemical weapons, so true, during which America assisted Saddam regime with intelligence like satellite imagery and maps in advance of what Washington knew would be gas attacks. Next, it said Bush's axis of evil and regime change threat in 2001. America never meets its end of bargains per the nuclear deal. The list of shame goes on. Iran's latest missile tests are previously an upgrade of its missile defense program is defined as a definition of a historical achievement and deterrent, but it also is also banning Americans from visiting Iran and replacing the dollar with other currency, which altogether will put Trump and Washington and other warmongers on notice. It will illuminate the new realities and possibilities on today's political battlefield. Listen to that again. But it also bans Americans from visiting Iran and will replace the dollar with other currencies, which altogether will put Trump and other warmongers on notice. It will illuminate the new realities and possibilities on today's political battlefield. Basically, they just say we've already outmaneuvered the United States by creating deals with other countries, and we don't need to use the U.S. dollar. We're going to use our currencies, and guess what? We're also going to back our currency simultaneously with gold and oil and other resources, so that there can be an asset for an asset exchange, no more exploiting countries by one having a currency of value and one having a depreciating or a currency that has no purchasing power, because it's being deemed by SWIFT and by the United States for what's in their best interest. No more America first, because that's led to nothing more than colonization, wars, famines, and destabilized times. An economic catastrophe. And that economic catastrophe, ladies and gentlemen, is going to continue to come here. And until we get control of a sound money and a sound asset system, to where we go back to God's money and using God's assets, we will continue to have these economic calamities and these disasters known as wars, famines, and subjugation and enslavement. There is no such thing as freedom in an economy. The only thing that you should be selling for is the thing that you can uphold, ladies and gentlemen, is that is the sovereignty and self-determination, the sustainability that has been given to you as a gift of your free will by the great Creator. There is no tax for that, ladies and gentlemen. You have an inalienable ability to it. It is already yours. Now, the decision is how you are going to present yourself and what energy are you going to put behind your decision. Are you going to go to the path of destruction by economy, where man can't live on bread alone? Or are you going to live by what was given to you in an attempt not to waste or squander the great gift of love that is freely offered? And the only way that you could do that is if you become a giver by your creation. What are you creating? Are we creating the sustainable energy force to maintain the economic destruction of people throughout the world? Are we maintaining, are we energizing the famine? Are we energizing the vaccination? Are we energizing the debt? Are we energizing the letter of the law that is to condemn and to kill? Are we energizing our own demise? Are we energizing our servitude, our enslavement? I would say yes. And in my opinion, it's very important that we understand what's truly at stake here. Because if we don't know what the approach and the deception is, it will continue to deceive us. And not only will the deception continue to deceive us, we will look at the deception as our truth and we will uphold it. And you will continue to have centuries of empires falling. Millions of years. It has been happening. And it will continue to happen until we divest ourselves of it. So, really quickly, I'm going to finish this out, then kind of put this all in perspective, in my opinion. Iran is dumping the dollar. But in order for Iran to dump the dollar, it's really not about Iran dumping the dollar. Everybody else in the world that wants to do business with Iran or wants what Iran has, 15% to 13 to 15% of the world's productive oil, they're going to have to dump the dollar too. See, this is the new realities and possibilities on today's political battlefield. At some point, at some time, we're going to have to realize, as Scotty said, where this is a battlefield that we're on because we refuse to build a farm. We refuse to build and to maintain the ecosystem. We refuse for the trees to grow. We refuse for the water to be pure. We refuse for the air to be clean. We refuse for the peace to reign. We refuse to have collective prudence. And in that refusal, you create the hell as you walk away from heaven. It becomes a battlefield. So the article goes on. The United States has lost the chance now to reverse its century-old hostile policies towards Iran and try to find common ground for standing against common enemies such as ISIL and others, Al-Qaeda affiliates, as well as their rich, starty masters as posing a major threat to the United States' national security. And the country's national security advisor is pointing a finger at Iran. Such a blind and delusional foreign policy and national security doctrine is destined to fail. And these are the poor American people who will receive the blow of such a historical blunder. Did you hear what was said there? We got to come back to that when we come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
podcasts, and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see or hear you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Okay, so just want to read this last paragraph, and it's very, very telling because it's the setup for the next set of events. The article said, the United States has lost the chance to now revise its century-old hostile policy towards Iran and try to find common ground for standing against common enemies, such as ISIL and other al-Qaeda affiliates, as well as their rich Saudi masters are posing a major threat to the United States' national security. And the country's national security advisor is pointing fingers at Iran. Such a blind and delusional foreign policy and national security doctrine is destined to fall. And these are the poor American people who will receive the blow of such a historical blunder.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
It's going to cause people to get killed. That's what it's going to cause. That, in addition to what you said. But in the short term, it's going to cause, quote unquote, Americans to get killed.
Yep. That's exactly what it's going to do, Scotty. And I'm going to tell you who the ones that they're going to kill. Just think about it. They've established hostilities with China, hostilities with Iran, hostilities with Russia. One of the things I want to emphasize to you all, let me just read this and I'm going to come back to it. Scotty's absolutely right. Here it goes. Here's the last part. Last sentence. The new U.S. president should come to realize that growing hostilities towards Iran will wear off his chance for buying Russian cooperation. That he would direly need when Saudi proxy forces of al-Qaeda come back to strike at the United States once again.
Dave, quick question on finances. You've done shows in the past. We've talked about the stock market. We know what your thoughts are. I think pretty much the consensus is no, you're taking a risk, just as if you walked into a Las Vegas casino. So with that said, mm-hmm. If you are invested in any kind of tech stocks like Apple, Microsoft, any kind of stocks like that, which perhaps you shouldn't been invested in because of the human rights violations that go on with their international operations. But beside all of that, now, with these hostilities being expressed towards China, everything you eat when you go in Walmart, what do it say? Made in China. Made in China.
Mm-hmm.
All the Apple iPhones. So, you know what I'm saying? I can imagine that's mm-hmm. why I've been hearing about some of these CEOs of these global corporations trying to get at Donald Trump. So what I'm saying is, like, you know, we got a big cluster going on with the CEO of that branch of the corporation, the executive branch of the corporation. It's like, man, it's like somebody have given children keys to something that they don't know how to drive or something. I don't know.
Right, to a Ferrari. They get the keys to the Ferrari to the kid. Yeah. Oh, man, did we lose Scotty? Yeah, we did. Hold on, let me bring Scotty back up.
No, you didn't lose me. I just muted myself.
Okay. Yeah, no, Scotty.
But what about the question on the tech stocks? That's my question. The tech stocks, with all this destabilization going on, when these corporations have a lot of factories in who this administration is naming the enemy.
Right. Now, the tech, in my opinion, the tech stocks and everything else. One of the things is that I think it's always critical that you know where you are. And I'm going to use this same example. As Scotty already said, that you know my feelings about it is that when you go into the stock market, you're going into a casino in Vegas. One of the things about this is that timing of everything is very, very important. in today's world and walking into the casino, tech stocks or this or that, and when it's all it, you know what, when everything is fine, it's cool. But once the real losing starts, then you have to look at how exposed are you to this market. And one of the things about this market is what it does, it inebriates you and it hypnotizes you to think that, oh, nothing is going to happen, and you go into the next one and next one and next one, and you become completely blinded by the overall market, the Fibonacci, the shoulders, the head and shoulders, the, you know, the pulse waves and all of these other things. You get all into that and you don't know what's going on in the wheel and in the world. And then all of a sudden, that whole system is rigged. Just like if you go to the crap tables. Right now, they're telling you that we're going to load the dice even more. What do you think that they're going to load the dice with? They're going to load the dice with you being with winning. And the more you win, the more cash you get, and the more you keep on their table. And what does Vegas always do to you? They bring you more drinks, and more drinks, and you steadily become inebriated in this whole gamble. And then the loaded dice is for you to win right now, because ultimately they're going to make you walk out of that casino butt naked in losses. I don't care what it is right now. We are in we are in wartime. They've already started the assassinations of character, the assassinations of people. They've already told you about the displacement. They've already moved the military into places. They've already established the trade wars, the currency wars. Everything is laid out. The only thing, they even told you about the cyber attacks, how vulnerable everything. The only thing that they're waiting for is the opportune moment to where you are completely drunk, and then they're going to load the dice for them. And you're going to roll it, it's going to stop on one thing, and all of a sudden, in your inebriation, you're going to say, did my drunk eyes just tell me that it stopped and then it rolled again? And it rolled to your loss. That is, regardless of whether, so the answer is, I don't care where I would not be in the stock market right now at all. At all. Because what you're using in the stock market, you actually should be using in the asset acquiring market. The time for gaining leverage in that is over. We're in the real time that from Dodd-Frank to this and that, they're deregulating everything. Jamie Dimon talking about you're going to have to deregulate everything else, and that's exactly what they're doing. Instead of you giving energy to that, you should be really giving energy to being a prodigious saver, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only thing that's going to really matter. You're going to have to save yourself by way of thought, by way of energy, by you doing things that are going to be beneficial, intrinsic, and profitable, and give you leverage and opportunity in the future. I don't care if someone gave me a stock right now. I sell it right away and transfer that into savings of something else. If someone gave me an asset, I would not sell that asset to get into the market. I do just the opposite. I sell that stock to get an asset. Because your asset is going to be where you are set. Very, very important in my opinion. There's no stock. I don't care what Snapchat, I don't care what Apple, I don't care where they're going. They're going to roll a dice that's loaded against you. When? I don't know. But all of the signs are right here. So I wouldn't, me? No. I would not at all. The time for doing that was in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, even in 2008, after 2008, up until now? No. No. I wouldn't do it. Could it go on and could the Dow go up to 30,000, 40,000, 50,000? Yeah, it can. Of course it can. There's push it there. It's not going off of there off of anything meaningful or real. It's rigged, completely rigged. So, yeah, it could go there. So that's what I would say about the tech stocks, all bonds, anything that you can. If it's a piece of paper, ladies and gentlemen, you need to protect yourself from paper. Even the paper of default, your own default. Have to protect yourself now from it, because there are much of it that is going to be coming around. Okay, listen, let me real quick. I want to say this about this last part of this article. Very telling. The U.S. new president should come to realize that the growing hostilities towards Iran will wear off his chance for buying Russian cooperation that he would direly need when Saudi proxy forces of al-Qaeda come back to strike at the United States once again. And now I'm going to say this. They dumped the dollar. Not only that, they've had the influence of the rest of the world to follow them, because the rest of the world needs Iran oil, and they need Iran more than they need the United States. Let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. What is the United States doing for the rest of the world? It's calling them and telling them, we're bullying you into a position of America first. You know, there was an article I didn't post it here, I don't know what happened, where the Mexican president came back and denied everything that was said, but Trump had already said, you heard about the tough phone calls, and then he came back and he says he's glad that the Australian prime minister made it clear what he did. And one of the things that was really smart is in Sputnik News, the Mexican president said that no, that conversation with Trump did not happen. That was one of the smartest things that he could have done. Why did he do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because that gives him leverage, because he knows that he's already won, because he's already committed his deal. He's going to have the last laugh. How do you have the last laugh? As you let the fool continue to think that they are carrying some weight. So, one of the things that's very important, you heard that they said that they put Iran on notice. And they put Iran on notice because they dropped the dollar, and because they're causing, they dropped the dollar when they have assets that the rest of the world needs, and the rest of the world is doing business with them. So the rest of the world is going to have to drop dollars too. This is why that EU in Malta said, the EU person in Malta said what he said, and Holland was there and everything else. Here's the key to this whole thing. I know we got another caller. Hold on one second. Here's the key to the whole thing. Remember what China said about Iran months ago. We put it here in Tando Radio Show. Remember when China said that they will militarily back Iran? They will militarily back Syria. So what do you think is going to happen? Bannon's right. The war in the South Sea of China, and the war is going to be on. Definitely. So the rest of the world is dumping dollars. What are you doing with your dollars? If someone gave you a $100 bill right now, what would you do with it? And from there, one could see if you are a king or a queen, because a king or a queen is not determined other than by what their wage is. How would you save it? Would you save it as a king and a queen, a lady and a gentleman, or would you use it as a consumer tool that slaves do? Very important. We got a caller in queue. Scotty, is that you, or is there another caller?
That's me, Dave.
Okay, Scotty.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions about sanctions, mm-hmm. but if somebody gave me $100, I would try to find me a cheap solar panel. And if I couldn't find a solar panel for $100, then I'll probably buy some food that would last, that I could stock up. So yeah, that's what I would do with $100 if somebody just gave it to me right now. So, but the question is about sanctions, right? So the Trump administration announced these sanctions against Iran, which they're going to do, obviously, through the World Bank and the Western financial system, which for months I've heard you talk about China already setting up an alternative system. I think that's when you'd be mentioning the BRIC nations and what have mm-hmm. you.
The Asian Infrastructure Bank.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking to myself, well, what power do those sanctions really have? And then also the question of, now they're saying that they're slapping these sanctions on them because they tested a ballistic missile. I mean, I read about the United States trying to develop lasers. I think you reported a story the other day about developing those type of weapons of mass destruction. So just the whole hypocrisy of it all and the bullying nature of the corporation. But what kind, and then at the same time, while they are announcing, I'm reading that they're announcing these sanctions, which means what? That what? Their member, what? NATO countries or what? Can't do business with Iran? What? But only in U.S. dollars, though, because if they're not using U.S. dollars, I'm trying to understand because it's complex. You know what I'm saying? It's the web that these spiders have weaved in terms of this finance, Western finance system. But then at the same time, Dave, I'm hearing that, oh, they're talking about easing sanctions on Russia. And so I'm like you just mentioned, Russia has already shown who it's aligned with, and that in those countries you name, Iran. Who you think Iran buys its military weapons from or the components to do the ballistic missile tests? So
exactly.
I mean, it's just so much to consider, Dave. So, I mean, what about these sanctions? What kind of weight does that carry?
You know what? In today's world, it carries no weight at all. It carries no weight at all. Iran is you know, they had some hard economic times when the sanctions first happened. But now the thing is that the whole world is in such an economic dire strait that they have to do what? They have to do business with asset people. Big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And so those sanctions carry no weight whatsoever. And you know what? The United States knows that those sanctions carry no weight. So what does that do? They could say that Iran has been getting around the sanctions and the sanctions haven't had any effect and they still haven't stopped doing these ballistic missiles tests. So what do they do now? Now is the military option. Now's the military option. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the kiss-all, and it has come out of Yemen. It will come out of Yemen. So this is only going to grow. Now, remember, this was months ago when the HJI Resolution 10, Authorization for the Use of Force Against Iran Resolution, was actually brought to the House of Representatives back in, when did this originally come to? They knew all of this way before because this is all set up. This didn't come when Iran just tested this so-called ballistic missile.
Was it during the Obama administration, Dave? Obama administration or Bush administration?
Yeah, this was actually introduced to the House on the 3rd of January. But in actuality, it was actually brought up even earlier during the Obama administration of May the 22nd of 2015. He knew all of this. And remember, this HJ Resolution 10 says the authorization of use of force against Iran resolution. It gives authorization to use of force of the United States Armed Forces to achieve the goal of preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. And it says that the president, it says the joint resolution cites the use of force. Let me see where it says, given the president, you got to read it. It's right there. We posted it inside of Tandem. You just got to go back to it.
And you have a call on the board.
You don't even have to consult Congress for this. The president can do it. Why did they do that? Because they know that's going to be what he's going to use. Now, when
Dave, you have a call on. Hey, before we run out of time, sorry to interrupt you, but you do have a call.
No, you're good.
Looks like Ross calling in. Greetings.
Greetings. Can I be heard?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Raj. You know, I'm sorry, I couldn't see the board. Go ahead, Raj. Go ahead, shoot. Go.
Peace and love to both of you guys. What I wanted to touch on is one thing. When Scotty brought up the Russian sanctions being removed, what they're banking on is Russia aligning themselves with white supremacy, not with the BRIC nations. So they're thinking in their minds, because they're all white and they're all practicing racism on a global scale, that Russia is going to align itself with the white agenda, which is the American agenda, not with China's agenda. And that, I think, is going to be a linchpin in decisions that Donald Trump makes moving forward, based on how Russia deals with America in regards to them removing the sanctions, hoping to placate Russia so that Russia doesn't go along with China's program, but Russia comes along with the U.S. program. So they're trying to get that nation to align with white supremacy over its own sovereignty and its own ability to financially protect itself by dealing with China. That's my assessment on that one. And I'll mute my line. It's a great program. Thanks again, both you and Scotty. Thank you both.
You know what, Raj, and the thing about that is that what happened yesterday in the UN, what happened yesterday is that now all of a sudden the Trump administration is talking about, I don't think we're going to be removing sanctions from Russia. And then they came out, and because of Crimea, and they came out with, what's her name? Give me a second. The ambassador to the UN, the lady from Georgia, can't remember her name. It'll come to me. But what did she do yesterday? She started condemning Russia for what's going on now in the Ukraine, and because that whole system is falling apart, the U.S. is standing alone. And that's what is going to cause. Just imagine, from the arrogance. See, one of the things about the last selection was that they realized that by getting Donald Trump as the CEO, it's going to make it easier to hide the overall war facade. It would be much easier. They used Clinton because they knew by putting in Trump and having Clinton as the so-called Democratic, knew people wouldn't go for Hillary. Knew. But they would go with Trump because of arrogance. Because of arrogance. And that's exactly what you're starting to see in this whole thing. So this thing is falling completely apart, but it doesn't have to fall apart for you. And that's the most important thing. Make sure that you are preparing yourself with at every opportunity that you can. You have to. One of the things is that, one more before we get out of here, is that you're going to see, and when they do, and Trump is, in my opinion, the setup is there for them to go to a gold standard. And when it does, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not prepared for that, in position for that, that's going to put you under so much, you're going to be so deleveraged because of that, it'll be almost virtually impossible for you to prepare after that without some very, very drastic means. So don't wait. You got to get in front of this. So, listen, I want to just thank you all. Sorry about that, Roz. I didn't see you in queue because my board is I didn't refresh it. I'm glad Scotty told me. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Roz. Thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. It's never goodbye. It's always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Watch what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. You should be looking at every opportunity to prepare. Okay, this will give you great leverage, and in the future, you will be able to seize on the opportunities that will come as this wealth transfer goes from the West to the East, the Eurasian nations, the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Those founding fathers, they're going to align with other people. That founding organization is going to align with other countries. And you'll be surprised who's going to be in it. And it's going to be one country that stands by itself that's going to cause for an irrational response by an irrational person. That's what they needed. Because it gives perfect plausible deniability to the agenda of depopulation. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.